Student YO Universe.
Pinakadate sa pop culture trend.
Bring the latest and the hottest trending topics. From the ultimate movers and shapers.
It's very interesting na ang daming nominations na nakuha ng the artist.
To everything else under the sun.
I'm very excited kasi ito na yung Olympics eh.
You don't just listen to the student's voice, we amplify it.
Ayun po sa anti-planking look. Parang sobrang b*** lang niya. Kasi, di ba?
Because it's not just a student's world, it's our universe. Student YO Universe.
It has been a really eventful week for the whole world, mga ka-universe. Pero dito sa nag-iisang programa na nagbibigay sa inyo ng latest and hottest pop culture, ay didiscuss natin yan dito sa Student YO Universe. Ako si Vince.
I'm James.
And ako si Gab.
Yes. Ayun, so tatlo na kaming naririnig niyo dito, no?
Yes.
And mga ka-universe, as always, Student YO Universe is your one and only venue for some interactive, youthful, informative, and profound angle on anything and everything pop culture.
And dahil dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali kayong lahat. Maaari kayo makisala sa ating usapan, di ba? Dito sa Student YO Universe. So, if you want to email us, pwede nyo kaming email sa studentyouniverse2.0@gmail.com or pwede nyo kaming i-tweet sa Angab.
At SYO
Universe. Yes, Gab. And pwede rin tayo sa Facebook natin. That's facebook.com/studentyouniverse. And sa ating Instagram account, that's at studentyouniverse.
So mga ano, namang kapwa namin estudyante, no? Wala nang dahilan para hindi kayo makasali sa diskusyon para sa araw na ito. At ang inyong boses talaga, no, ang aming papakinggan, di ba? So dito sa Student YO Universe ay araw-araw tuloy. Ano, linggo-linggo tayong umi-air every Friday ay binibigay natin ang latest and hottest in pop culture sa ating mga ka-universe at nililista natin yan in 5 topics, di ba? Pero para sa mga hindi nakapakinig sa atin last week, di ba?
Nagsisisi na ngayon. So dapat makinig na sila every
week. At para
week.
Sa mga ngayon na nakikinig, no, ay ano, ay bibigyan mo na rin sa inyo kung ano nga ba ang mga napag-usapan namin last week dito sa Student YO Universe.
Previously on Student YO Universe.
Student YO Universe.
Mela named Your Face Sounds Familiar Grand Winner. Actress comedian Mela Cantaveras was crowned the first ever Grand Winner of the top rating celebrity musical competition, Your Face Sounds Familiar, after getting the most of public votes in the program's Grand Showdown. Hashtag Team Amiga. This telenovela-like story blew up in social media when Twitter user Ella Centeno used her account to narrate a conversation of these three amigas who were sitting in a table near her in a coffee shop. Game 3 NBA Finals and Kobe Perez wins slam dunk competition. The Cleveland Cavaliers picked up the win to lead 2-1 in the NBA Finals, while Kobe Perez defended his FIBA 3x3 18 and under slam dunk championship held in Merdeka Square, Jakarta, Indonesia. Paul Soriano and Tony Gonzaga wedding. Longtime couple Tony Gonzaga and Paul Soriano finally tied the knot last June 12. However, their prenuptial photos taken in the National Museum created controversy due to the strict guidelines on touching of the paintings and flash photography. SEA Games 2015. The 28th Southeast Asian Games was held once again in Singapore, where the region's finest athletes competed in 402 events across 36 sports. Despite the many issues that surrounded the event, this year, the Philippines won a total of 90 medals, ranking in 6th place. You just heard the top 5 trending topics in the universe last week. Get ready for another episode of Student YO Universe.
Student YO Universe.
Thank you so much, Ira, for bringing us our recap list last week.
Uh-huh.
Dahil nga, ito yung mga na-miss ng ating mga ka-universe at hindi nila nakapakinggan last week. Ayan.
So next week, abangan ulit nila yung recap. Uh-huh. Pero dapat makikinig na sila. Kasi summary lang yun, gist lang yun. Na kung ano ba pinag-usapan
natin. Hindi
na
narinig yung discussion talaga natin. No? And dito sa Student YO Universe, yung mga discussion namin, meron yung mga basehan, di ba?
Yes.
At syempre, ito ay hinandaan nga 15 Universal team members linggo-linggo para sa inyo. At binibigyan namin to ng deeper talaga research, iba't ibang articles from credible websites.
Para
diba?
Magkaroon ng variety ng opinions.
Oo.
Diba?
Kaya naman, wag na natin patagalin pa. Saan nga ba nanggagaling ang mga trending topics na ito?
On Student YO Universe, we go deeper into what's hot, what's happening, and what matters to the youth. The YO Universal team is composed of 15 students who pull together recent pop culture news from the most relevant websites and choose the top 5 most talked about topics online. Our universe revolves around your voice because your voice is our number one choice.
Ayun na nga, narinig nyo mga ka-universe kung saan nagagaling ng aming mga trending topics and boses yun ni classmate Nina na last week ay umeri ulit dito sa ating programa.
Nagbabalik.
Si classmate James ito, nagbabalik.
Di naalis.
Miss you, James.
So, para sa ating unang trending topic, no, ay babalikan natin yung ano nagdaang sports event no, na napakalaki para sa buong Southeast Asia. Kaya naman huwag natin patagalin pa. Ito ang ating number five.
All right, at number five, we have the SEA Games 2015.
Ayun so, na.
What happened here? So, as we all know, our country, the Philippines, finished at sixth place this year.
Wow,
so that is one better than our place last year. So
okay, so this is my improvement.
So
yeah,
seventh tayo natin.
Yeah. So we ended up with 29 gold medals. Again, that is the same amount of gold medals we had as last year. And now,
noong 2013.
As 2013. Uh-huh. 2013, so I'm sorry.
Bi-annual kasi ang ano, SEA Games. Yeah, so it's every 2 years.
But we actually finished with more medals this year because we had 36 silvers and also 66 bronze medals. So that's actually because we actually sent more athletes to the SEA Games this year with 466
participants.
466 participants, that's right. So it's actually interesting because before the SEA Games even happened, it was predicted that the Philippines would actually finish somewhere inside the top three.
Okay.
But unfortunately, classmate Vince and classmate Vince, we are again only at the top. You're only number six. So, what can you say about that? Do you think that we performed well, or did you think that we actually underperformed, given that we actually sent more athletes this year to the SEA Games than we had in the previous years?
Ako feeling ko, no, itong teams na sinend natin ngayon para sa SEA Games 2015, na ito yung ano, re-establishing no, yung sarili natin sa Southeast Asia bilang sports team talaga, dahil feeling ko, no, nitong mga nakaraang taon na hindi natin masyado pinagbibigyang pansin no, yung mga sports teams sa Philippines dahil walang attention or kulang sa budget, ganyan. Pero para sa akin, no, maganda na tong pagbabalik ng Philippines, katulad ng ating next ano no topic, yung pagbabalik ng Philippine women's volleyball team, 'di ba? Dahil 10 years silang nawala sa ano sa arena ng volleyball. So ito ay magandang pagbabalik na meron tayong nakuhang 29 golds and we are in the 6th place.
Ako naman, for me naman, I feel na parang I don't want to really agree with you because I'm sorry
sige.
Okay. Of course, this is only if you think about it, in the past that the Philippines used to be a contender all the time the SEA Games. I think first and second we have been consistently. I think that was in the 70s or in the 80s, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. But
that's according to the sports analyst from Nina Daniels.
In that span of time.
Yeah, but so you have to really wonder now, if we're only sixth place now, what went wrong? What's happening now? Na iwanan na ba tayo ng ibang Southeast Asian countries? Or are we talaga, is our training really that subpar compared to the other countries? Mm-hmm. So I feel na, especially since they said na we would actually be inside the top three, I feel na we actually underperformed because we didn't live to the expectations that we set. So in a way, I feel na it's a bit of a disappointment. Yes, we won the same amount of gold medals, but I think we could have done more.
Yeah.
But yes, but we nothing to give away to our athletes, you know. Congratulations to everybody and a job well done.
My take on this, kasi parang, di ba, nagsisettle kasi tayo, nagiging complacent tayo dun sa sixth place. And then, hindi siya, for me, hindi siya masyadong natatranslate sa mga tao. Hindi nila, sa audience, sa Filipino audience, hindi nila masyadong naiintindihan kasi as long as we place, as long as we're not the last, okay lang sa kanila.
Uh-oh.
But it's different from the perspective of the athletes.
Uh-oh.
Kasi sila yung naglalaro.
Yeah, actually yung training nila all throughout these years.
Tawag nito, may mga coach sila. And then yun nga, nag-set tayo ng third place at ng 45 to 50 medals. And then we got 29 gold. So kalahate or more than ganyan. Pero bumawi tayo sa silver and sa bronze. Pero yun nga, yung gold kasi. Yeah, at saka, as in nag-aim tayo ng third, pero according to Gab nga, nag-underperform tayo dahil sa 6 tayo bumagsak.
Uh-oh.
And sa ibang tao kasi, sa mga Pilipino kasi, basta hindi tayo last, okay na. Basta, diba, may pagkaganon tayo na parang pwede na. And then, kasi ang dami kasing sa internet, uh-huh, 'di ba? Talking about pop culture, ang daming lumabas na viral, yes, videos. Like for example, yung isang diver, uh-huh, na si
YouTube divers natin, uh-oh, actually,
'di ba? Na nagkaroon sila ng viral video dahil hindi nila nagawa yung stint na dapat.
Quote unquote gawin. Failed output daw, no, yung pinakita ng ating two, uh-oh, divers.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned that because I feel that this failed dives, uh-huh, actually but they gained more attention than the other
yung mga nanalo other vessels
that we won, like the sailing and the basketball.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I feel there was a bit of a negative spotlight for us, for the Philippines, uh-huh, in for the SEA Games. Uh-huh. I read this article. It's called the Manny Pacquiao Paradox, where they talk about that the Philippines is considered one of the most respectable countries in terms of boxing because we have an all-time great,
yeah,
Manny Pacquiao.
Pound for pound king.
Yet in other sports we are actually lagging behind. So you can see that there is this huge gap between, mm-hmm, boxing and on. And why is that? Is it mainly because we focus too much as a country, focus too much on individuals than as a collective? If you're going to compare, look at the training program of China,
yeah, mm-hmm,
where they really train an entire nation in different sports evenly. There's no favoritism. There's no. So it's, you can see that all the sports that they really focused on, they all improve very, very well. So I think, mm-hmm, I think our country needs that. We need a program talaga na we cover all the sports, so, mm-hmm, that, yes, when events like the SEA Games happen, we actually do a good job. We can see the fruits of our labor.
Mm-hmm. Katulad ng sinabi ni castmate Gab kanina na kailangan natin ng even and equal attention, no, sa iba't ibang sports kasi nga ang napapansin lang ng mga tao yung popular talaga like basketball or volleyball, pero in general kailangan din siguro natin pag-usapan na itong SEA Games, no, ay hindi ganoon masyado na publicized, yes, 'di ba?
Yep.
Si classmate Gab ay isang varsity team ng UP tennis team.
Yes.
So sinabi niya na as an athlete, alam mo 'di ba,
yes,
na magkaka-SEA Games.
As an athlete, I know the SEA Games. It, uh-huh, happens every 2 years. I made a mistake earlier. It happens every 2 years. But as an athlete, I know about it. That's why when other people come up to me and say na, oh, the SEA Games wasn't well publicized, I didn't really know much about it. I didn't even know it was gonna happen. To me, that was striking because as an athlete, I knew about it would happen all the time. But for non-athletes, I guess that wasn't the case. I guess it wasn't publicized, especially it wasn't televised that much on TV
as well.
Yeah. I think there was also a complaint that since the women's volleyball returned back to the SEA Games, how come we didn't see much of it on television? Why wasn't it brought up? Why didn't we hear about it that much aside from in social media or in the internet?
Yes. And very popular nga yung women's volleyball team natin. Pero actually, it's the fault of the Singaporean organizers, uh-huh, na sila yung hindi masyado nakapag-cover ng event, so walang ipapalabas dito sa Philippines. And katulad ng sinabi nyo kanina, no, classmate Gavin, classmate James, na really, ito ang SEA Games, no, ay sumikat lang nung nangyayari ng event, lalo, yes, na sa social media. So kayong dalawa, what can you say na ito ang social media ay nagiging venue for things na negative like sa ating dalawang divers and also for positive things na alam mo yun, kahit natatalo tayo, eh, mayroon pa rin positive auring Filipino sa social media.
Siguro for the positive side, do you guys saw yung Star Wars congratulatory message?
Yeah, 29 medals,
etc. It's a congratulatory picture. And then, what they did pala is that, kung nasang country ka, mm-hmm, depending on your IP address, yun yung magre-reflect na country. So example, if you're nasa Thailand ka,
uh-huh,
yung lalabas doon, congratulations Thailand, and
wow,
then the number of medals.
So, cool.
So it's like the same picture with different text na, mm-hmm, na naka-edit doon sa picture. Tapos kung nasang country ka, yun yung lalabas. So for me, it's another use of technology,
yes,
na parang you're not isolating or you're not segregating people, eh.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them the value na they're part of this nation and, mm-hmm, you're congratulating them.
Yes.
So that's a pro for me for using social media. And then for the negative one, I really I really regret kung ano yung nangyari dun sa divers natin kasi they had good games naman,
yeah,
and then they said na parang bakit hindi tayo doon mag-focus,
yes,
sa sobrang gandang stunt na, uh-huh, nagawa nila, sobrang gandang stunt na yung maayos na stunt, and then shinare kasi ng shinare yung yun nga
video
yung hindi masyadong
yun
maganda, and then it was edited with different versions,
yeah,
so naging nakakatawa na siya for
yes,
some time.
Randy Orton,
yes,
RKO,
I've
the
seen
diver
that
one.
That
was
diba
funny.
So sobrang may part na nakakatawa siya,
mm-hmm,
pero may part na nakakalungkot kasi ganito natin sila tignan, pinagtatawa natin sila instead of uplifting themselves, their, uh-huh, spirits as an athlete. Kasi, I mean, yung training nga nila,
yeah,
siguro Gab knows this kasi, mm-hmm, he's an athlete, na ang tagal-tagal ng panahon na ginugol mo, tapos parang hindi mo naman
and just one moment no na magpe-perform ka.
Yes, and sinabi nga nila hindi naman kasalanan yun ng athlete, kasalanan yun ng coach.
Uh-huh.
Like kasi parang late na nilang nasabi
yeah,
na
4 days lang sila no for to practice doon to sa practice competition that itself.
Oo, so parang hindi talaga siya kasalanan ng athlete. As in, he tried doing his best. Hindi lang maganda yung kinalabasan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero that's it for ano for athletes. And then yun nga lang, yun kagaya nung sinabi mo kanina sa paggamit ng social media, there's pros and cons sa pag-apply nito lalo na sa SEA Games and siguro in other athletic events.
Indeed, yeah. I completely agree na there's also pros na the pros na nga that if for some if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't be able to really educate ourselves that much with the SEA Games. But then again, the negative nga side here is that kahit konting kamali mo lang, it really blows up. It really blows up. Really, ano, na parang you feel kind of sorry na rin for the athlete that he trains his whole life for it. And then just one mistake, everybody parang laughs at him already. So I feel na, yeah, there's really, it's a double-edged sword really.
Yeah,
and
so,
ito, no, yung mga positive and negative things nga na nakita natin sa SEA Games 2015. At the end of the day, we just wanna congratulate our athletes, di ba? For representing our country, alam mo yun, di ba? They are 400, wow, thank you.
Thank you, thank you very much.
466, di ba, na pinadala sa Singapore.
Uh-oh. And kung ito, pinag-usapan natin yung positive and negative comments or effects ng social media. Yung susunod na topic natin, pag-uusapan natin lahat lang ng naging negative comments sa panibagong itsura ng UP Fighting Maroons logo. So, here's our number 4 trending topic.
Number 4. At number 4, the UP Fighting Maroons sports a new logo. At ito ay sinulat ng ating Universal team member na si Janina Toralba.
Hi Janina.
Hi Janina.
Ayun, so ano nga na dito no, ang UP or University of the Philippines ay nag-reveal ng first draft of a new logo na ano no, ito rin gagamitin ng ating mga official sports teams on ano no, sa susunod na season 78 ng UAAP na tayo yung mag-host.
Uh-oh.
And ito ay nirelease noong June 16, Tuesday night. So the new design features what appears to be a warrior in fighting form holding a spear and a shield bearing the Baybayin characters for UP with the banner that reads Fighting Maroons and pinapakita nito yung official UP colors nga na UP Maroon and UP Forest Green and yun yung nakita talaga nating netizens. Pero ang napansin talaga nila ay yung pagkaalis ng oblation
yes,
na kilalang kilala yung UP. So initially, what can you say about this, no?
Hindi ko siya gusto.
hindi
ko siya gusto. Kasi parang it removes the identity of your campus. Not only that parang being the national university which is UP.
Yes,
by the way, reminding everyone.
Yes, completely
backed up by the constitution.
I completely because I'm one of those people that express great disappointment on social media. It's because if you every UP student kasi identifies with the oblation. It's the same way how like every Lasallista identifies with the Green Archer and the same way as the Atenistas.
The Blue Eagle.
Yeah, with the Blue Eagle. So I feel that by changing the oblation in a way, you're parang changing also the identity of the UP in general.
Because UP community.
I feel na especially since you said that we are going to be hosting the
season
78, I was really looking forward to the whole campus and everywhere, all the venues to be splattered with oblations.
Yeah.
Every maroon and oblation. Uh-huh. That was one of the things that I was really looking forward to. And now to be seeing this logo that doesn't really represent us in a way that it actually represents more of the UE.
Okay.
UE Red Warriors
another
than
team
us.
Part of the UAAP.
Yeah, exactly. I saw nga these mga memes na parang our new logo now parang is a combination of UE and FEU because of the colors.
Green and yellow color.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, same as James, I don't like it. What about you, classmate Vince?
Pag sinabi mong gusto mo, hindi ko alam kung gagawin ko.
Well, nung nakita ko rin yung logo, no, really, I was indifferent. Hindi naman hate. Masyadong strong yung word.
Okay.
Pero kasi,
I hate
ano, binigyan kasi ng oras nga ng mga nag-design ng new logo na to, no. Yung itong bagong logo ng UP. Pero for me, no, kailangan natin isipin na season 78 na to, for these past 77 seasons, we've been using the oblation.
Yes.
Na alam mo yun, dito na nag-identify yung athletes natin, yung students, and dito na tayo nagmamark ng ating performances sa, like for example, sa cheer dance competition, di ba,
yeah,
laging may oblation. It's all about the pride. And I think we relate to oblation so much kasi nga, it represents our identity as the university of giving ourselves to the nation of honor and excellence.
And so yun nga, sa appearance pa lang, ang dami ng comments, like hindi niya na-please As in, hindi niya talaga na-please yung mga tao. Even other schools, di ba?
Kaya puro negative lang yung nasasabi natin.
Even other schools, di ba, they have a say na parang hindi na siya very UP yung itsura niya. Kasi unlike before, parang yun nga, pag Oblation, ang dali ng recall. Pag Blue Eagles, ang dali ng recall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tapos ngayon na parang magkapareho na.
Pag nakita mo tong logo na to, oh, what
parang,
will you think?
Diba, yeah. Nakakalito na siya. Hindi na siya, parang as in nagkakaroon na ng identity crisis or confusion.
Yeah, the right word, identity crisis. Diba? I feel na lang that's an identity crisis, yeah.
And then, syempre, going deeper, yun nga, hindi lang naman siya sa physical appearance niya, pero kasi yung paggamit dun sa baybayin, diba, na parang
misused
na shortcut daw siya,
uh-huh,
na hindi na siya UP. Yung ibig sabihin niya
UPA.
Oh, according to a post, it's UPA. Ililink namin sa Universal page, uh-huh, yung post na yun. It's UPA. Yung naging itsura or yung meaning ng baybayin, uh-huh, dun sa logo, it's UPA. And then it's a Tagalog
term for rent. Uh-huh.
And in Bisaya, it means to have sex. Uh-huh. So instead of the UP. So
it's interesting because I think they said also that this is only like a rough draft. Like it was only like, uh-oh, it's not a final version niya. But I
feeling ko sinabi na lang nila yun, yeah, nung nagalit na lahat ng tao.
But yeah, exactly. Because why would you release something if it wasn't
final?
Yeah, why, parang were they excited to unveil? Because me naman, in my opinion, if I had this new logo that I'm completely changing the Oblation, mm-hmm, I'm going to go with something completely new. I want the community to accept it. So I'm gonna go all out on it. I'm gonna work on it until talaga it looks appealing to everybody. So uh-huh, especially this mistake sa buy-in pa lang, parang you can see na baka nga rinush nila or uh-huh something, but there's so many things wrong, mm-hmm, with this logo. Uh-huh. So many things.
By the way, the person who said na they're still developing the logo and magre-release sila on a later date was Dr. Gonzalo Campomor,
the second
of uh-huh the UP Research Dissemination and Utilization Office. And then
and ayun, no, dito nga sa bagong logo ng UP, no, pinag-usapan natin yung culture and yung uh-huh Filipino culture and UP culture na ano, tingiting natin na meron bang misappropriation or misuse, 'di ba? Kasi nga ano, as a national university, I very rooted talaga tayo, no, dito sa ating mga culture practices. So ito ngang ano, portrayal ng Mandirigma, 'di ba, yung bago nating logo, dinedepict natin Philippine history pero not necessarily the UP ano, the
it's
UP identity. Oo. So and ayun yung mga sinasabi nila, no. And ang isa pa nga, no, yung sa baybayin na it's both Filipino and UP pero meron nga lang nangyaring misuse. So ano masasabi niyo dito? Na should we learn more about baybayin or should we ano, umalis na lang muna tayo sa ganong ano, sa field ng language?
Sa akin kasi, dun sa Mandirigma, the picture itself kasi, we're fighting maroons, diba? So I guess, kaya ginamit nila yung Mandirigma na icon.
Uh-huh.
Pero kasi kung pag-uusapan nga natin dito na about it being part of the Philippine history but not solely UP,
uh-huh,
anong ginagawa ng Red Warriors?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, hindi ba nila alam yung cultural appropriation? Kasi they're using the warriors. So, I guess, ginamit lang yung picture na yon to signify the fighting.
Uh-huh.
Diba? And the fighting maroons.
Para lang makitang may movement. Oo. And fighting.
Pero kasi, iba siya. I mean, yun nga, gaya na kanina sinasabi pa natin, hindi na siya very UP.
Yes.
Diba? And doon naman siguro sa baybayin, yeah, kasi UP yung pinakakilala na gumagamit ng baybayin, di ba?
Sa Sablay, meron tayong
meron
UP
din. Tapos, as in, practice siya. Sa Sablay. Tapos, yun nga, parang sa atin na siya associated, pero hindi naman natin inaangkin yung pagkuha ng baybayin, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, yun yung sa akin.
Ako naman, yeah, I agree na parang, I think there was a really, I feel that they should have talaga researched more on this, ano, because mistakes like this will happen talaga if you rush something. Mm-hmm. I feel that they really should have, before they release it to the public, they should have really prepared everything first to make sure na, as you said, the use of this buy-in doesn't go misinterpreted or that there's nothing wrong with it. So, I feel nga talaga na, like you said, it's not very UP na, they were the fighting maroons. Diba usually there's a joke nga, ano ba yung ano tayo, lumalaban na kulay. So uh-oh, I think talaga they were trying to bring out talaga na ano yung nagpa-fight sa atin. So talaga they look for talaga a warrior. But as you said, mean talaga, hindi ko ma-accept. As always, I always see na UP as the Oblation. They should have just stuck with it. Because even if you get jokes like that, you get jokes like that, in the end, people always recognize UP with the Oblation. Mm-hmm. It's always like that. That's just all I can say about it.
Uh-uh. And I think we can end this trending topic at that note, yes. No, na sinabi ni classmate Gab. Maraming salamat mga ka-universe sa pagtutok sa ating first segment na pinag-usapan nga natin ang bagong logo ng UP at ang SEA Games 2015. Sa ating pagbabalik ay pag-uusapan naman natin yung movie opening ng isang very popular movie franchise, yes. No? At yung ending ng very popular TV series sa US.
Pahinga muna tayo sa sports. No? Diretso.
So wag kayo nga alis, magbabalik ang Student YO Universe.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan! Ito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mahal, may sinulat akong tula para sa'yo. Ikaw ang bubong sa aking bahay. Ikaw ang gamot sa aking aray. At ikaw ang kulay sa aking buhay. Bakit mo alam yung tulang to?
Kasi yan ang sinubmit kong tula sa contest!
Ay!
Kaya ka pala na-kick out! Mangungobya ka kasi!
Bagsak ka na nga sa ACADS! Bagsak ka pa sa love life! Huwag ka na mag-plagiarize, te! Maging orig ka!
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kaibigan, sikay na! Ha? Ma'am, classmates, sikay na! Ha? Mga kasama, sikay na! Ha?
Ikaw tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikay Kilos, sisikay na sa At Your Service tuwing Biyernes, alas 12 ng tanghali.
Student YO Universe.
Ang oras sa ating universe ay 10:31 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Muli nagbabalik kayo dito sa nag-iisang pop culture radio program every Friday morning. Ito ang
Student YO Universe.
Ako si Vince.
I'm James.
Ako si Gab.
And dito tayo sa second segment ng Student YO Universe na i-discuss nga natin ang isang movie at popular TV series.
Yes, kung kanina nag-Southeast Asia tayo, tapos bumalik tayo ng Pilipinas. So UP, specifically sa UP. Uh-huh. Ngayon naman, dadayo tayo worldwide.
Uh-huh. So, huwag natin patagalin pa. Ito ang ating
number three. Number three, we have the Jurassic World's box office success. So, kasama natin ngayon at nagsulat nitong topic na ito si ating classmate, ang ating executive producer, universal team member, Bea Devesa. Hi, Bea.
Good morning.
Good morning, mga ka-universe, at good morning, Vince, Cab, and...
Anong pangalan? So what happened to Jurassic World's box office opening?
So ang nangyari, Jurassic World, which is the fourth installment of the Jurassic Park film series, earned an estimated $524.4 million worldwide. And nakakuha siya ng kumbaga isa box office success kasi weekend pa lang 'yon.
Uh-huh.
At ganun kalaki.
Agad kalaki ang kinita nila.
Kinita niya. Previous holder ng highest grossing weekend of all time ay ang Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which is $483.2 million. Uh-huh. So yung film na to is directed by Colin Trevorrow. Yung previous Jurassic Park films ay directed by Steven Spielberg. Pero this time, executive producer na lang.
Ayun. Ayan.
So, did any of you watch it yet? Of course, Bea has. I have watched it na. What about you guys?
I'm about to.
I'm
wearing a dinosaur shirt if it counts.
So, what I said, like, after I watched this movie, because I haven't watched any of the Jurassic Park installments, yes, but after watching this, I can say now that I became a fan because of the way the story, it felt so real. For in my opinion, the Jurassic World felt so real. What about you, Hasbe Bea? What could you say about this movie?
I think yung talagang binabank on naman talaga ng Jurassic Park films is they wanted to feel real.
Yes.
Kahit na we don't really have a say kung ganun ba talaga yung
itsura ng dinosaurs. Yeah.
Kasi we don't really know for sure. Uh-huh. Diba?
I think for ano, for being real, they succeed. Kasi there was this post online na parang, diba, the dinosaur, as in yung body, yung ginamit nila, parang it was being transported, tapos nakasakay siya dun sa isang truck. I don't know kung nakita nyo to online.
Yeah, pero nakita kaya nag-circulate sa Facebook.
Oo, there's this person na nag-post siya na parang, they are hurting the dinosaurs, blah, blah, blah.
Kasi nakatali siya sa kanyang nose part sa body. Ayun,
pero alam na fake na siya. So like yung mga tao, nagkaroon ng clamor na parang, hindi mo ba alam kung kanina sinasabi na parang dinosaurs are extinct, ganyan. So I think nag-success nila kasi may napaniwala silang tao na it's real.
Though, I read though an article that said that parang a lot of paleontologists that were saying that they were a bit disappointed in the way that the film captured the overall appearance of the dinosaurs. Because I recent studies now suggest that dinosaurs feathers. Actually have feathers now.
So, yeah, the velociraptors.
Yeah, so why did the creators, why did the director now choose not to include the feathers into the overall appearance of the dinosaurs in Jurassic World?
Sinabi ng director na, well, since it's a science fiction movie, hindi siya documentary. So,
creative freedom.
Yeah, they have creative freedom.
And they can mold the story sa anong gusto nilang makita ng audience, diba?
Yeah, and I feel naman kasi na you have a point na parang if you see like a 50-foot dinosaur with feathers, it doesn't really look that scary. It would look like a giant turkey, right? Or giant ostrich, in our opinion.
And I feel kasi na tayo, meron tayong vision or picture kung ano ba talaga yung dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And parang, yung Jurassic Park, parang sila yung nag-set na kung ano yung itsura nito. And other movies na may dinosaurs, diba? Tapos if we include nga yung
with Velociraptors.
The one with feathers, parang magiging katatawanan siya. And hindi siya tatanggapin the Jurassic Park that we know as the Jurassic World now.
Why is it important for people to relate to these dinosaurs? Dahil nga ano, no? It's a popular franchise in 1993 with the Jurassic Park film. And ito, no, pagpasok ng Jurassic World ng 2015, ano, ba't kailangan, ano, kahit bago siya, kahit new plot, ay meron pa rin konting relation yung tao sa storya?
Meron ako nabasang review ni Ian Phillips from the Business Insider. Sinabi niya, while Jurassic Park played off of our love of dinosaurs, Jurassic World plays off of our love of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's very nostalgic, no? Babalik mo yung na childhood, na-proud mo yung Jurassic Park nung bata ka, and itong pagdating ng Jurassic World, malilive up mo ulit yung ganung memories.
Meron, throughout the film, merong mga certain items and certain things na will bring you back to the original 1993 Jurassic Park film.
Pero I think what's good with the film is that hindi siya kinakailangan na napanood mo yung Jurassic Park for you to enjoy Jurassic World.
It can stand alone.
Yeah, kasi diba, most of the sequels or mga kasunod ng mga pelikula, kinakailangan meron kang reference na binabalikan dun sa una.
Yeah,
well,
for
Jurassic World, meron silang banilikan sa Jurassic Park, pero it did not hinder yung mga tao na ma-enjoy yung film na ngayon palang generation na to mapapanood kasi it was 22 years ago
since
it happened, since Jurassic Park happened, diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a point there. When I was watching, there was no point in the film that I felt lost. Mm-hmm. And you also talked about how generations now can actually also enjoy the film now despite it being released more than 20 years ago. So I feel na parang that Jurassic World or the whole Jurassic Park franchise actually caters to a lot of age levels, from kids to teenagers to young adults, all the way to elderly people. So, what can any of you say about that? Is it because
it's considered as a four quadrant movie? No, yun yung technical term na tinatawag. Na makaka-relate nga yung demographics ng male, female doon sa mga ano, no, tumanda kasama ng pelikula, over 25 years old, doon nga sa ano, new generation of viewers under 25. So I think it deepens nga the discussion of really this new movie na pagpasok. So ikaw, classmate Bea, no, bilang fan talaga ng Jurassic Park franchise, gano'ng importante na gano'n pa rin, no, yung natatouch na audience ng isang pelikula?
It's important kasi those who grew up with the film and parang na-influence sila, kumbaga, yung new generation of viewers. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, na-open yung discussion to scientific advances like the extinction and yung cloning. Yung
lalo na ngayon na ito talaga yung nangyayari in the real world. Kung dati ano lang predictions,
ngayon ay ano na,
reality
it's
na.
Plausible. Oh. It's plausible na mangyari siya. But not for now, not as far as dinosaurs. Pero yung more recent extinct species like mammoths, Siberian tigers, yan, merong ginagawang advances in science towards the extinction.
And yeah, it's it can happen. Kasi kagaya nga ng cloning, as I learned from MBB1.
Okay.
MBB1.
MBB1 is a subject, no? Here, it's a GE subject.
Molecular biology and biotechnology. Uh-oh. So, it can happen kasi there are really advances na in cloning. And, syempre, iba pa yung mga GMO. Pero, as you can see, parang close to research naman yung ginawa nila sa Jurassic World na as in, nag-bank on sila dun sa cloning and sa de-extinction. So, nagpo-provide siya ng another view of science sa mga tao. Hindi lang siya for a movie time para lang mapalipas mo yung oras mo. It provides information and entertainment.
And ano yung ano sa tingin nyo, no, classmate, Gab, James, and Bea, yung nag-push sa scientists, no, dito sa pelikula para mag-produce ng dino hybrid, no, hindi na lang enough sa kanila na i-bring out of extinction yung mga dating dinosaurs na nakikita natin. Pero ano, meron silang in-introduce na bagong type.
Sinabi nung director, si Colin Trevorrow, sinabi niya talaga na one of the underlying themes of the movie is yung mankind's tendency to want something better. Uh-huh.
To innovate.
Yes, yeah. Bigger, greater.
Never content.
Kumbaga, mankind's never content, but they always want to innovate things. Mm-hmm. So, yun.
So itong Jurassic World nga, no, ay naging malaking news sa pop culture world dahil nga sa kanyang biggest opening. And maraming salamat, classmate Bea, sa pagbahagi ng inyong insights and comments sa dito nga sa trending topic na ito. So wala nang patumpik-tumpik pa, ay pupunta na agad tayo sa ating next trending topic na pag-uusapan naman natin yung pinag-usapan sa social media na talaga napakalakas, no, ng comments dito sa ending ng isang very popular US TV series. So wag natin patagalin pa, ito ang ating number two.
Alright, so our number two trending topic is the Game of Thrones season 5 finale.
So this was the first time that we are talking about Game of Thrones finale.
And at number two agad yung ano niya.
Yes. Oo, dun sa, like, alam naman natin na gumagawa ng ingay yung Game of Thrones online, diba, social media. Pero it was the first time na we featured it. Lalo na yung finale. Uh-huh. Kasi as we were talking about kanina, usually it's the episode 9 of the every season na inaabangan kasi as in yun talaga yung maraming nangyayari. And then the episode 10, cliffhanger na lang siya of what's next.
Para siyang segue na lang to the next episode. But the difference about this season finale is that ito yung parang big episode. This was the one that talaga left everybody speechless. Uh-huh.
And wala pa kasi yung book na susunod na para magkaroon ng idea yung mga tao of what's gonna happen sa season 6. So, it's really big enough para pag-usapan.
So, you can say ano nangyari? So bakit say nasama sa ating number 2?
Yes.
well, without spoiling, we can just say that there were a lot of deaths in this episode. Of course, it's Game of Thrones. But now, in this season finale, I can say talaga na parang there were a lot of deaths this episode because I was actually counting it. In every scene, in every new location, there was actually one death for every scene. Imagine 55 minutes of one of a death always occurring. It was, that's a lot na parang, and this episode kasi talaga ang dami nangyari. Like some, what happened, James? There was,
there was a character na kailangan niyang mag-undergo ng walk of shame.
Yes.
There was a really an important character who died. And usually, hindi siya nangyayari.
Beloved. Beloved character. Na you didn't...
They know nothing.
Yes, they know nothing. You wouldn't expect that this character would die. So it's very sad. A lot of people reacted to it very violently.
Sige, let's read some tweets, diba?
Yes.
So at sabi ni @IzzyMClea, what's the point in Game of Thrones anymore? A lot of question marks. Ayan. So ano na nga, itong Game of Thrones ay nag-deviate talaga from the books na alam naman natin. Eh ano, no, nagiging trend na siya na kapag tinatranslate into a new medium, ay nagkakaroon talaga ng changes into plot, into characters.
According to an interview, the director said na dun sa isang interview, pwedeng kapag sa bukas pwede kang magbigay ng ambiguity na pwedeng mamatay si ganito pero pwede siyang bumalik.
Yes.
Pwedeng maging ganito yung character niya, pwedeng mag-iba na ganito. Maraming pwedeng mangyari sa book kasi ganun daw magsulat si George R.R. Martin na parang akala mo patay na tong person na to pero no. Tapos in television kasi, hindi daw siya pwedeng ganun. Na parang kung patay ka na. That's it. Kasi itong beloved character na sinabi natin, sinabi niya na he's not going back.
I don't want to believe
that person. Yes.
I don't want to believe that. But like you said nga that parang now that there are no more books, you can say na wala nang lamang yung mga book readers sa mga series.
Lahi kasing may ganong comparison.
Yeah, there's
diba?
So actually, this actually this is the first time that the both parties are actually left guessing. They don't know what's gonna happen. So actually, next season is the first time that the series will actually be ahead of the book for the first time, because George R. R. Martin is currently working on the next book, but he has actually said that he is not in a rush. So it is actually come to the point na the series nga is going to finish ahead of the books.
So kanina nabanggit natin yung isang person, isang character na nag-undergo ng walk of shame. So nilakad niya from one point dun pabalik dun sa castle.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang heartbreaking ng scene na to kung mapapanood nila. Pero it talks about violence against women and children. Kung pinopromote ba ng Game of Thrones or nire-reinforce yung patriarchal society, or nagpapakita na lang talaga siya ng societal realities.
For me naman, I just feel like it really focuses on humanity in a different way, because people, there have been a lot of talks about, oh, Game of Thrones promotes feminism, but then after this season, people now are complaining, oh no, it's actually against feminism because of the way they treated the women. But I feel that Game of Thrones kind of shows in a way na how what reality really is, yes, in its own creative way. Now, we can't really push these things aside, because this is actually what's not necessarily this is what's happening in real, but this is treatment like this is still happening, still going on constantly. So what I like about Game of Thrones is that it provides a creative way to actually subconsciously show us what is the deeper meaning of what is actually happening around our world.
And this kasi, this episode is very different. Kasi in Game of Thrones, diba, tawag nito, the concept of male gaze, present siya sa Game of Thrones, na parang pinapabayaan nila na yung mga babae nakahubad. And this is, scene sa national TV, na okay lang na magpakita ng genitals yung mga babae. Tapos parang bihirang-bihira yung sa mga lalaki. Or kung meron man, pinag-usapan natin kanina, it's covered or it's iba yung lighting. Depende sa aesthetic ng pagkakagawa. Pero pagka-girls, kinakailangan na ipakita. And dun sa Walk of Shame, it was proved na hinubaran talaga siya. As in, wala talaga. As in, kahit na nag-body double siya. I mean, hinubaran pa rin. And male guys. Pero this time, pinakita nila na yung mga guys na naguhubad. And parang ngayon lang to, di ba?
Yes.
Of all the seasons of Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So parang, okay.
We saw male genitalia. For diba? Like really, naka-focus talaga doon. And that's very unlikely. That's very unlike Game of Thrones. Since it's usually talaga shows na the women are the one that goes nude. It's not the men. But what I like talaga about this season is that it balanced things out. It actually showed na, okay, we're not afraid to show male genitalia in our show.
Uh-oh. And para sa isang TV series na maraming nanonood talagan, gano'ng ka-importante na maging relevant siya, na alam mo yun, meron nga kayong sinasabi na does it support feminism, na mayroong male gaze, ganyan. And alam naman natin na itong mga books na to ay sinulat like way before, na hindi ganun talaga ka-prominent pa yung mga ganitong fights towards gender equality, ganyan. And what can you say about that, classmate James?
Sa akin kasi, as a series, as a television program, na kaya mong mag-steer ng information, entertainment, kaya mong mag-spark ng opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Like, for this, for that episode nga, slut shaming was talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as in, it sparked nausapan tungkol sa slut shaming, tungkol sa religion. Kasi it was patterned sa isang religion. So, as in, it opened up conversation sa parang, for me, it was successful. Tawag nga ito, pag-elicit ng conversation sa mga tao.
Uh-huh.
Na pag-usapan yung mga ganitong bagay, which was taboo before, siguro na pag-usapan, di ba?
Yeah, exactly. What I liked about this series is that talaga it really, it wasn't afraid to go out of the box to really open the eyes of people. You can say that it's just a TV show na ano, but in a way that this show really parang opened the eyes of people to a lot of different taboos and taboos.
And I guess the reason why people still watch it kahit na gruesome and violent siya.
Kahit 4-5 seasons, no, kilala siya for the Red Wedding.
Oo. Kasi it provides the right mix of fantasy and then reality.
Oh, okay. Can you explain?
Kasi like, for example, dragons. Which is my favorite part of the series. Diba? Dragons. So parang, nag-exist sila in that world. Pero nakikita mo na ganito pa rin ka-morbid, ganito ka-gruesome. And pwede siyang mangyari, hindi siya malabong mangyari. But I really like to believe na yung audience natin ngayon ay very radical, critical of anong nakikita nila. Hindi naman siguro sila papatay bigla dahil lang sa nakita nila sa TV. And according to the thesis that I wrote about motivation theory, parang before, 'di ba, parang it's a mean world syndrome. Ngayon kasi there are so many factors to be considered bago mo masabi na, as in, nagku-cultivate naman siya ng pwedeng opinions ganyan, pero hindi mo naman masasabi na kung ano 'yung napanood nila sa TV, 'yun ay magiging action nila. And I really believe na 'yun, critical 'yung audience with that matter, na kahit na gruesome and violent siya, they still know how to act afterwards. Tao pa rin sila after watching Game of Thrones.
And I know, no, itong sinabi ni classmate James about cultivation theory ay ano, isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit pinag-uusapan talaga ang Game of Thrones, dahil nga it shows different aspects of life, of fantasy, of reality. And I think we can now end our trending topic with that note, no, dahil nga mayroon pa tayong isang trending topic na natitira, na it's a big win of a very popular sports team against a very strong team.
Yes,
no?
And he's wearing the shirt.
Yes!
Very excited si Gab dito. So wag kayong aalis, magbabalik ang Student YO Universe. Halika!
Ang pelikula,
hindi lang ginagawa,
hindi lang pinapanood,
ito rin ay pinag-uusapan.
Kaya para sa isang malaman,
makabuluhan,
at masustansyang talakayan sa isa sa pinakapaboritong libangan ng Pinoy,
tutok na sa CineScholar, ang usapang pampagana.
Tuwing Biyernes, alas 6 ng gabi,
dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Oh, walang a-absent ha?
Kung bata pa tayo, tinuruan na tayong mag-ipon. Sana hindi mawala ang kaugaliang yon. Matuto muling mag-ipon. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mga isyung tinututukan, mga pangyayaring binabantayan, mga impormasyong dapat malaman ng bayan. DZUP News Headlines. Lunes hanggang Biyernes, alas 2 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Student YO Universe.
Ang oras sa ating universe ay 10:52 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o Kapisanan ng Mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Muli nagabalik ang latest and hottest in pop culture. Ito ang Student YO Universe. Ako si Vince.
I'm James.
Ako si Gab.
At bago tayo magpunta sa ating number one trending topic for this week, ay daan lang natin kung ano nga ba ang mga napag-usapan natin kanina. At number 5, SEA Games 2015.
At number 4, the UP Fighting Maroon Sports, a new logo.
At number 3 is the Jurassic World box office success.
And at number 2, we had the Game of Thrones Season 5 finale.
Yes, so ito na ang ating number 1.
Number 1. Alright, number 1, the Golden State Warriors wins the NBA championship. So, classmate Vince, classmate James, after 40 years, the Golden State Warriors have finally brought home the Larry,
feel the enthusiasm.
The Larry O'Brien trophy back to the Bay Area after they dispatched the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-97 in the Game 6 of the NBA Finals. So here you see that NBA's MVP Stephen Curry finished with 25 points, 8 assists, and 6 rebounds, whereas Draymond Green, also of the Warriors, notched his first triple-double of his career with a stat line of 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Ang daming nangyari. Oh, pero
ang interesting
MVP
dito
siya
ay yung Finals MVP.
Yes, the Finals MVP is very unlikely because but after watching the series, you wouldn't think it's unlikely anymore because Andre Iguodala, the veteran, is actually the Finals MVP he had 25 points and hit clutch three-pointers to cement the Warriors' victory over the Cavaliers. Uh-huh. Actually, classmate Vincent, classmate James, Iguodala was actually tasked to guard LeBron James. And he did a great job at it as he only constricted the the great player with 33% shooting. He's actually, LeBron James only actually scored 18 out of 54 when he was guarded by Andre Iguodala.
And si Iguodala, ay naglaro lang sa finals, series, yeah, diba?
It was actually, only started the last three games.
Sa bench siya for the whole season. Dito lang talagang finals.
And he really stepped up. I feel na if it wasn't for Iguodala's presence both on the offense and defensive side, the Warriors would have a hard time winning.
And napanood ko rin na si Iguodala yung isa sa mga veterans talaga. Sa team ng Golden State yes. Warriors. And itong finals team ng Golden State Warriors ay very young pa daw yung yes. yung team na yon. So naging guide daw itong si Iguodala.
Yes, that's true. What I also wanted to point out here is that the Warriors also the playstyle na ginamit nila, they actually played with a small lineup. Mm-hmm. Na yung tipong the average height of the Warriors starting line was actually 6'6". And their tallest player actually in the start was 6'8". So imagine the Cleveland Cavaliers as a 7-footer have 6'10" players, whereas the Cleveland the Golden State Warriors are only restricted to 6'6" to 6'8" players. So those are actually the heights of shooting guards.
Uh-huh.
And they were playing center, power forward. They were playing big man position.
And sobrang importante ng height sa basketball. No? Kasi parang tayo mga Pilipino, parang we all have basketball, pero lagi tayong kine-question. Kasi like, anong edge natin? The average Filipino height is 4'5", diba?
5'5".
Five foot five. Sobrang, I mean, maliit tayo in terms of basketball.
Yeah, but what I wanted to point out here is that Steve Kerr and the Warriors proved yes. otherwise that height is not actually all might. That actually you can go with speed and flexibility. Uh-oh. And I feel that we can actually learn from the Golden State Warriors, and we can actually I feel that Philippine basketball can use this to our advantage.
Yes, yes.
Now we can.
What made you say that statement?
We can actually study the way that the Golden State Warriors played. That they showed that not everything is about being big. Not everything is about. So I think that since the Golden State Warriors played with a lot of ball movement, a lot of swarm defense, mm-hmm. basically double teaming, then suddenly going back to their defender, the Philippines, who is actually a small nation,
yes.
can actually learn from this. Yes, people who are not very very tall, they can learn from this and use this in their own game style.
So
that in the future, we can compete now with these really big people and show nga that, yes, we're small, but we're good. Mm-hmm. So that's what the Golden State Warriors prove. So, but grabe, no, the NBA finals really invited a lot of people to watch it. It was actually the most watched program for an American program that it racked up 23 million viewership in the States alone, not worldwide. That 23. So, why do you think that the NBA or in the basketball in general is so popular not only here in the Philippines but also worldwide?
Tulad ng sinabi natin ni classmate Gab kanina, no, na itong Philippines, kahit alam natin na small nation ganyan, ay gustong-gusto yung sport na basketball dahil ito yung unang sport na sumikat talaga sa Philippines. Mm-hmm. And it shows, we can relate to our culture of collectivism na it's a sports team, no, na alam mo yun, hindi mananalo yung isang team kung effort lang ng isang tao. Which leads us to the effort of LeBron James, di ba? Yes. Na maraming naninise dahil hindi daw maganda yung performance ni LeBron James sa final series na ito.
But actually, LeBron James was the one that carried this whole team throughout. Yes. Even without two all-star players, Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. So I give mad props to LeBron James because without him, this would have been a blowout for Golden State. I feel nga talaga that if he had these two all-stars with him, baka Cleveland would have won pa. Mm-hmm. But going back to our discussion nga about the popularity of basketball, I feel also that since it became such a hit in the Philippines because it's easy to learn, yes. and it doesn't need much to play the sport. You just need a basketball.
It's easy to set up.
That's why I think it caters so much to the Philippines because since we are not that rich, we're not enough, but just get a ball, just get a hoop, and you can start learning how to play basketball.
And according to Ray Bartolomeu, he's the author of the best-selling Pacific Rims, Beerman Ballin and Flip-Flops, and the
Philippines
unlikely love affair with basketball. He says that that ingenuity, the ability to innovate and come up with the solutions when you don't have a lot in life, parang I think that's very Pinoy, and that's very basketball.
That represents us.
And yun nga, kasi talking about height, talking about how it's easy to set up, how it's easy to learn and play basketball, parang it's very Filipino, di ba? Uh-huh. Parang we need to make use of what do we have.
Yes,
di ba?
Exactly.
And before the Americans introduced it to us, no, yung basketball, ay naka-integrate yung basketball sa sports education program dito sa Philippines.
Wow.
So ayun, meron talaga tayong ina-allot na dito? na time for the sports itself.
And I think no, na hindi lang ito yung last time na pag-uusapan natin yung basketball sa Pilipinas. I mean the NBA scene, the basketball scene, uh-huh. The hoops. Yes, di ba?
So congratulations Golden State Warriors for winning the NBA 2015 championship. And I think this ends our trending topics list dito para sa Student YO Universe. And maraming maraming salamat classmate Gavin, classmate James. Yeah. At maraming salamat sa ating mga ka-universe sa pagtutok para sa araw na ito. Ang Student YO Universe ay hatid sa inyo ng DZUP Radio Circle, the only org that goes on air at nang himpilang ito, DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Ang magbubukas ng boses ng estudyante strip ay ang Lakwa Chica sa Tuesday. And after this program ay ang Taratugtugan where they will feature an hour full of music. Yes. Muli, ako si Vince.
I'm James.
Ako si Gab.
At ito ang Student YO Universe where your voice is our number one choice.
Student YO Universe. Pinaka-latest sa pop culture trend. Bringing the latest and the hottest trending topics. From the ultimate movers and shapers.
It's very interesting na ang daming nominations na nakuha ng the artist.
To everything else under the sun.
I'm very excited kasi ito na yung Olympics eh.
You don't just listen to the student's voice. We amplify it.
Ayun po ko sa anti-planking look. Parang sobrang b**** lang niya. Kasi, di ba?
Because it's not just a student's world. It's our universe. Student YO Universe.